Welcome to the Hendershot Gallery Podcast.
Ryan McGinnis, March 15th, 2006. When did you consider yourself a professional artist and were able to dedicate yourself full-time to that pursuit?
1994.
How long have you been in the studio?
9 years.
Did you have a plan for the layout of the studio, or did it develop organically?
It developed organically because my wife and I used to live here. The front was dedicated to the studio, the back, of course, was the home. And it's evolved through three different iterations, this, of course, being the latest, and happened in January of this year, where I just opened up the whole space. You can kind of see on the floor the ghost prints of where walls used to be.
Okay.
So I used to have a spray room here. It used to be another wall here. You know, our bedroom used to be in the back. So it's evolved.
So now, is this sort of your ideal setup?
Yeah. Yes.
Has the location of the studio had any effect on your work?
Yes, in that I am close to a lot of sign makers in Chinatown. So when I'm making signs out of vinyl and aluminum, I can use those sign companies. And also the silkscreen company that I use is over on Varick Street, so it's close. So just for pragmatic reasons. Pearl is close. There's
right.
Another great art store over on Grand Street.
Could you describe a typical day? Then be as specific as possible.
Oh, I wish there were a typical day, and that's what I struggle against, not having a typical day. I wish I had a schedule. So there's no real answer to there is no typical day. But an example day would be getting into the studio by 10. That's usually normal. And just working straight through until about 10 or 11. That's the norm. Yeah, it's not very exciting. I don't know how else to. Sometimes I'm working on a computer. Sometimes I'm working on the painting. Sometimes I'm working on mixing paint. Sometimes I'm working on preparing the grounds. Sometimes I'm working on stretching. Sometimes I'm planning installations, working on new drawings, working out new compositions. Yeah.
And you listen to music?
All the time, yeah.
Does it affect your work?
I'm sure in some subconscious way, and therefore I can't really articulate how, And I know nothing about music.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any special tools or devices that are unique to the way you work?
I guess silkscreens and squeegees.
Anything you kind of invented yourself?
Good question. I think it's pretty standard. I don't use silkscreen the traditional way where you have hinges and registration marks and things like that. No real special rigs or anything like that. Yeah, besides different formulas for paints. But,
And the paints you're using? What type of paints were they?
All acrylic.
All acrylic?
Yeah.
Are you brand loyal?
I love Golden. They have a great technical helpline. All the paint is archival and color fast and just quality stuff. Yeah.
Do you work on one project at a time or several?
Unfortunately, several, and I wish I could focus, but it's just too scattered. Yeah.
How often do you clean your studio, and does that affect your work?
About every 10 days to 2 weeks, I clean the studio. And it definitely affects my work. I guess it keeps everything kind of tidy and in order. So I guess there are two kinds of cleaning. Keeping everything in order, keeping everything really clean. I tend to make sure everything's in place, which helps me organize all these different projects going on at once. And then, washing the floors, washing the bathroom, washing the sink, whatever, is almost secondary. But, it's kind of necessary to do. That doesn't really affect the work. It's order, out of all the chaos that helps get everything done.
How do you come up with titles?
I'm always writing down titles in my sketchbooks, and then when a painting is done, I'll match the title to the painting just based on feel and intuition.
So you have like a book of titles?
Or a running list. Yeah. Exactly.
I bet a lot of artists actually would probably want that. That seems to be a
sometimes the
like
well runs
question.
Dry, and sometimes titles never get used.
Right.
But I think that titling work is another opportunity to provide not only insight to the work, but just, you know, additional content to the work. I think titles, you know, are really important, can be significant. I only title paintings, I don't title works on paper.
Interesting. Do you have titles in mind before you're working on something?
Not really. I'm trying to figure out how to title this series because it's based on this idea of, like, diptychs, but also, like, the paintings are going to be very similar but different, so they're kind of like twins, or maybe the male and female, and so I'm trying to figure out some way to address this idea of duplicates, you know, and because I use silkscreen, I could make them exact as possible, but I'm still keeping it very loose, and I want to allude to the fact that I'm using this mechanical process, and it could be exact, but I'm choosing not to, so I'm formulating a title, and I think it's going to be based on male or female or twins or something like that. I don't know yet. Yeah.
And do you have assistance?
Yeah, a couple different people help me out sporadically. I don't really have any steady help. It's just like when, you know, an exhibition is coming up, our body of work needs to be done. And again, this goes back to like not having like a regular schedule and not having everything's just kind of out of control.
If you could have a regular schedule, what would your ideal schedule be?
It would include an exercise regime in the morning. It would include getting up at the same time every morning, going to bed probably within the same range every night. Because sometimes if you're just working, probably as you know, through the night, you just stay up and you don't go to sleep till 6 or 7. And I feel like, you know, you also have to take advantage of that. If you're in the mood and things are going well, then you just ride that. So sometimes, you know, it's like sets don't always come in regularly. If you've caught a wave and you have to, like, be there to ride it, which means maybe you're up irregular hours. But to answer your question, what would it be? I guess exercise in the morning, regular, you know, all the normal corny stuff, regular breakfast, get into studio by like, you know, 8 or 8:30 would be great. When I get into studio at like 6 or earlier, it just feels great, can get so much done. But I'd say, you know, regularly 8 would be great. If I ate lunch every day at the same time, that would be great. If I had a system for food, that would be great. And that would probably be like, you know, something normal, like 12:30 or 1. I would love to build into my ideal schedule different times in the day where I did the same things. All right, this block of time I'm doing drawings. This block of time I'm preparing screens. This block of time I'm answering emails. This block of time I'm working on compositions. This block of time I'm preparing exhibitions. This block of time I'm doing administrative invoicing, bills, that kind of stuff. So I guess that would be built into to the ideal regular schedule, and then I would build in kind of like going out or social time, which I don't do just because I always want to be in a studio, but it would probably be healthy to do, and I don't do that. So I guess somehow to fit all those things and compartmentalize them and make a regular schedule would be my ideal solution.
Have you ever worked for another artist?
Nope.
Do you have a motto or creed that as an artist you live by?
No, I guess if I did, it would have come to me like that. And it didn't, so I don't.
Lastly, what advice would you give a young artist that is just starting out?
I think there's something to be said for stick-to-it-ness. You know, you got to be in it to win it. And I don't think you can, I think it's important to recognize either if you're an artist or not. And building a life and a career that accommodates your being an artist instead of trying to be an artist. It's either something that's in you or it's not, and you can't fake it. And so, you know, the life becomes a burden to accommodate that rather than trying to, you know, fill some preconceived idea of what being an artist is. Just, you know, I would say not worry about being an artist or trying to make art, just kind of make whatever you have to make, and then build a life around that, you know. I think that was one of the biggest breakthroughs for me. It's just like realizing, Yeah, because I went through a period where I was kind of trying to make art. You know, consequently, I made things that were really imitative, and there was no real model or precedent for what I'd liked to do. But when you realize you just have to do what you do and not worry about whether or not it fits the mold or model of what art is, you know, then you're truly making, like, innovative or breakthrough and at the very least honest work.
Thank you, and stay tuned for the next Hendershot Gallery podcast.